Chapter 6 A Spy in the Woods.
Watch, come back!
Shouted Henry. He ran after Watch. So did all the others. As they reached the edge of the woods, they heard crashing sounds and heavy footsteps. A shadowy figure ran between two big trees and then disappeared. The Aldens ran after the figure, but they had to stop at a steep bank leading down to a wide stream. Watch ran up and down the bank, barking fiercely. Jessie caught Watch.
Good boy, she said. Good dog. You were right, Violet, Su Li exclaimed. Someone was watching us.
But why? Asked Henry.
It was the cereal box thief, said Benny. He didn't find the silver star, so he came back to steal more cereal.
Oh, Benny, that doesn't make sense. Why steal cereal when you can just buy it at the store?
Asked Violet.
I don't know,
said Benny, looking stubborn. Here's another footprint, Jessie said suddenly. She pointed. Sure enough, in the mud at the very edge of the stream was a footprint. It wasn't very big. This isn't at all like the footprint we found by the front door, said Henry. It's much smaller.
That means there are two serial thieves, said Benny.
Maybe. But Henry didn't sound so sure. Or maybe the footprint just looks smaller because of the mud. See? It's already filled up with water.
Or maybe the thief wore extra big boots last night as a disguise, Su Li suggested.
Well, that's possible, too, Henry agreed. Jessie sighed.
We have a mystery and we have clues, she said, but nothing makes any sense.
Let's walk along the creek for a little ways, Henry said. Maybe the spy crossed it again, and we can follow the spy's tracks to find out who it is.
Good idea, said Jessie.
They walked along the creek. A little while later, Su Li found another footprint. This footprint was small, just as the other one had been, and it was going up the side of the bank. They raced into the woods and stopped. No more footprints could be seen. Then Watch growled softly.
Can you smell the person?
Asked Benny.
Can you find out who it is and where he went?
As if he understood Benny, Watch ran forward. They followed him through the woods. Without warning, they crashed out of the trees and into their own backyard. Watch ran up to the boxcar and barked loudly.
He's trapped the spy in our boxcar!
Cried Benny. He ran up to the boxcar, put his hands around his mouth, and said,
Come out and surrender! We have you surrounded!
The Aldens waited with their hearts pounding, but no one came out of the boxcar.
I don't think anyone is in there,
Violet whispered to Su Li.
Me neither,
Su Li whispered back.
If you don't come out, said Jessie loudly, we're coming in.
No one answered. Slowly, they walked up to the boxcar. Cautiously, they peered inside. It was empty. Then Violet's eyes widened. She raised her hands to her cheeks.
Oh, Benny,
she gasped.
You were right. Whoever it was stole your box of cereal.
Sure enough, the box of cereal that Benny had brought out to the boxcar was missing. All that was left of it was the cereal in the cracked pink cup. And look, said Henry, there is a fresh smear of mud on the stump that we use as a step into the boxcar. Our thief must have stood here to reach inside and grab the cereal.
So someone was watching us so that he could steal Benny's box of cereal?
Violet looked down at the pink ring on her finger and rubbed it absently.
It just doesn't make sense.
Maybe Mr. Map is trying to steal my silver frosted stars for the prizes inside,
said Benny.
Violet and Jessie both got rings.
No, Benny,
Jessie said. She held out her hand. The green stone in my ring is pretty, but it isn't a real emerald.
I think my pink ring is pretty, too, said Violet. But I don't think a thief would want it. But who did take the real jewels?
Benny said.
And where did he put them?
Suli added. Remember, the gift shop owner said that Marvin Mapp almost looked as if he wanted the police to catch him, Henry said. Maybe he did. Maybe he was just trying to distract them while an accomplice stole the jewels.
An accomplice like Mr. Darden. He was acting awfully suspiciously this morning, Jesse said.
Yes, Henry agreed. Tomorrow, we're going to follow Mr. Darden and see what he is up to.
That night, Watch lifted his head and growled softly. Benny woke up.
What is it, boy? Is it another burglar?
Watch growled again, but he didn't jump off the bed or bark. Benny listened with all his might, but he couldn't hear anything at all. After a while, Watch lowered his head.
Good boy,
Benny whispered, petting Watch.
Don't worry. I brought the cereal with me. It's on the top shelf of my closet, and I'm going to keep it there until breakfast tomorrow. No one will think of looking for it there.
Watch's tail thumped slightly, as if he understood. Then he and Benny went back to sleep.